next, Ogre? Screw up the chum.
Oh, man, this one's going to be fun, you guys. And Draven, you have to chime in this one because...
Oh, fuck me.
AEW is planning a special breakthrough spring episode to celebrate 289 episodes of Dynamite since its debut in 2019. They are going to officially have more aired episodes than WCW Nitro, who had 288 episodes, which ended in 2001. So when that happens, AEW is going to become the longest running primetime weekly wrestling program in Turner Sports history. I wonder what Eric Bischoff has to say about this. And do you guys see this as a win for AEW? Or
no, but I see it as the best kind of petty out there. Fuck Eric Bischoff. All right. Fuck him. Erase everything from him from the fucking wrestling books. Take away the shit that he was the best, the longest running show. That's the last bit of shit that he smeared on TNT. Good fucking riddance. Good fucking riddance. I think it's great, all right? Every chance Bischoff gets, he runs his fucking mouth about AEW and Tony Khan. Fuck him, and I can't wait to see the fucking special. I hope he has his Bischoff's son come in and do the 91 Crow theme speech. 97 Crow theme speech. God damn it. Fuck him. Fuck him and everything he stands for. That's good enough for me.
Edgar, you gonna be able to bleep that out?
I don't think so. I think that almost beats you.
No,
your coach had like 30 F bombs.
I lost count.
Yeah.
I lost count in a 43-second fucking whatever. This is another one I don't fucking care.
No.
I mean, AEW is just not my bag. It's never been my bag.
Yeah.
But I am definitely looking forward, and I will let y'all know when it fucking happens, because I do listen to 83 Weeks.
Dude.
Yeah, let me know. I want
to... I will definitely let y'all guys know. Now, granted, I usually just listen to, like, the TNA stuff whenever he does something. But, you know, there's a couple of them. This one I'm looking forward to. We are.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's always Forbidden Kingdom on top. I grew up watching primetime wrestling on TNT.
Watching.
Yes, watching.
Okay.
Yes. I watched it also. But a lot of times I watched it.
Yeah, right? Watching like when you fat.
That's it? Watching it when you're drunk.
So you're fat.
So watching.
Okay. Ooh, Stacy.
Not gooning. Roger. All right. So, this makes me smile.
No
so
shit.
Big. So big. Eric Bischoff has fucked up the wrestling business more than he's helped it. Everything he touches turns to shit. The only thing that's successful about that motherfucker is his show that he spends 99% time talking about AEW on. Next door.
You are as happy about this as I was when fucking TNA buried Dixie Carter.
Dude, I can't wait for the show. When is it?
Ah, man, I don't even know.
We have these amazing things. Let me just go to AskJeeves.com.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's the only thing I forgot to look up. But I'm pretty sure it's coming up soon. I mean, it's spring breakthrough episode.
Where's it at?
But I want to hear more about this.
You said 289?
Huh?
What do I spell down?
U-I-A-M-I-T.
I'll find out. Ask Jeeves actually makes you fucking look.
You really have Ask Jeeves on your phone?
What's that?
Ask Jeeves. It says ask, actually.
That's because Jeeves died.
Yeah, Jeeves can go fuck himself.
It doesn't say. All it's trying to do is get me to download fucking Triller. I'll check Google.
All right, let's go on to the next
one. No, I want to ask you one more thing, though, because AEW fans are running victory laps because of this, but you said this wasn't a win for them. So
who said it wasn't a win?
You, when I asked you.
No, it's a win. It's not a win against WCW. It's a win for AEW because they will then become the longest running wrestling show on TNT. But it's not AEW versus WCW is irrelevant. So, you know, for bragging rights and for being petty, you know, it's all good. But it's not a win against WCW. Holy shit, your acting in that spot was amazing.
Amazingly bad.
Yeah. Yes, it wasn't the best promo we've cut.
No, that was later in that afternoon.
Advertiser. But yeah, no, seriously, check the link in the description for a Surfshark VPN. 86% off, guys. Good God.
Plus three free months.
Come on now.
All right, enough cheap plugging. Edgar, what you got next?
Well, since we're talking about the 2025 Hall of Fame, let's stay on that topic kind of. We mentioned Lex Luger earlier, and Lex Luger is going to be a part of the Hall of Fame class this year. And when he was interviewed, he mentioned that he wanted Sting to be one of the ones to induct him. And as soon as he said Sting, the internet went crazy because Sting is part of AEW.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those people that made comments about this was Dave Meltzer.
Of course he did.
Now, I'm not the biggest Dave fan, but for once I got to say, I kind of agree with him when it comes to this, because Dave feels like AEW should not let Sting go over there and induct Lex Luger. And the reasons behind that actually make a whole lot of sense if you think about it. Going back to the, I forgot what year the DX was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
2019.
So this was when AEW first started, and Billy Gunn was a part of AEW, but he was at the WWE Hall of Fame. Triple H made that pissant comment that pissed a lot of people off. Not only that, when Sting had his retirement match, there was a few WWE names under contract that were not allowed to go to Sting's retirement match. So why should AEW
and not allowed to go? Because WWE wouldn't let them go. Let's make that clear.
Also make this clear. It was 22, not 19.
Okay.
So I'm the AEW guy here. So let me start off.
Go ahead.
I agree wholeheartedly. Okay, because Triple H was the one who made that pissant company comment. So to think that he wouldn't take an opportunity to try to embarrass AEW when Sting's there, it is ridiculous to say, because he's already done it. Let's not forget the time Tony let Bryan Danielson on Raw to celebrate John Cena's career. Two or three AEW guys were on that 25-year or 20-year celebration for John Cena. And they've done it freely, and it's fucking ridiculous to be the only ones that are willing to do this shit.
My hands are clean of this one. I'm out of this.
Wait, why?
I got no opinion one way or another.
So you wouldn't like to see Sting induct Lex Luger at all?
Wouldn't break my heart if he didn't.
No, it wouldn't? Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I think it's all the risk on AEW's part. I mean, we know Sting's going to be professional. He's going to be there for Lex, but I don't trust that they're not going to take another swipe at AEW while he's there. And it just makes AEW look bad again. I mean, they've, I don't know, Tony's been over backwards to allow his guys to show up there, and they've never reciprocated, so fuck them.
I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying, that AEW would be risking, but also, like, AEW doesn't owe WWE any favors. I get that part. But AEW gains a lot more from having their guys on the Hall of Fame, I guess, ceremony, as compared to WWE guys going to an AEW retirement match. Either way, AEW gains more out of all this, and I think WWE does not want to give them that.
Why do you think that they gain more? Because 90% of WWE fans hate AEW anyway.
Exposure. There's a lot of people that don't even know who AEW is.
Well, if that's... let me cook on this one. If that's the case, why would Sting be benefiting AEW? Because they're going to see him as a WCW guy, not an AEW guy. I mean... That's how I'm seeing it. If Sting shows up in the WWE or the Hall of Fame or anything, he's not going to be seen as an AEW guy. You know, similar, say, if fucking Darby Allin fucking showed up on...
Then why was Billy Gunn not treated like a WWE guy?
Because he's a mid-card piece of shit. I've met this motherfucker. I'm not the biggest fan of Billy.
I mean, that could be true, but still. I mean, he had a much longer run in WWE than Sting did.
Yes. But do you see Billy Gunn and Sting on the same fucking level?
Of course not.
Exactly.
But if that's the case, I mean, they couldn't go to his last fucking match. If Sting is looked at so much higher in their eyes, they wouldn't let Kevin fucking Nash, who's never on WWE TV, go to Sting's fucking match? Like, come on, dog.
Let me ask you this, because we know Kevin does what the fuck he wants anyway. Kevin wanted to fucking go bad enough. He said, fuck you.
Well, then I guess he wasn't as good a friend then. I mean,
on which side, though? That's what I'm saying. At that point, it looks like Kevin was choosing sides.
It may have been, but Sting wasn't the one who told him to switch to choose sides.
Like I said, as far as Sting and Luger in the Hall of Fame, it don't affect me either way. I'm only there to fucking listen to the speeches. I'm only there to listen to fucking Lex Luger preach the Bible for fucking 20 minutes, because we know that's what's going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
But it's fucking well-deserved regardless. And even if he can't get fucking Sting to induct him into the Hall of Fame, I'm sure he has a second, third, and fourth fucking string ready to fucking go.
I'm sure. DDT. DDT? DDP.
Jake Roberts?
DDP would step in a second.
And I'm good with fucking DDP.
It's fun. But they don't, I mean, nobody shares a history with Lex in this business like Sting does.
I understand that. But the fact that you would say that it would give AEW exposure, not you, it's kind of bullshit, because again, Sting's a WCW guy to WWE people. Mm-hmm. It'd be different if, say, Darby Allin showed up on fucking Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. He is a fucking AEW guy. It'd be like if fucking MJF showed up on fucking SmackDown. AEW guy. I mean, it's just different.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference if you... I mean, WWE fans lost their minds when Ricky Starks showed up and they hated his ass 6 months before that. Like, it doesn't... People don't care as long as they're signed to the right company.
I believe the word you're looking at is the one Bryan Danielson made fucking famous. Pickle. Wrestling fans are fickle.
Yep.
Right. Draven, you're right. If Sting were to go to the Hall of Fame to induct Lex Luger, he's not going to be presented as Sting from AEW. Obviously not. But if he does go, the audience that watches WWE on Netflix, which is probably a lot of new people that don't know who AEW is, who don't know who Sting is, probably the younger fans, they're, you know, if they Google, oh, who's this guy with the cool face, the cool face paint. If they Google Sting, what's going to come up?
97 Starcade.
Okay, yeah. What's going to come up after that?
Bash at the Beach.
Eventually, AEW. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I mean, we can go through all the fucking papers.
And well, I think that's why
WWE
is like that.
But here's also the thing. If you're going like that, you're probably going to get the TNA before you get the fucking AEW.
Actually, sure, I just Googled Sting, and the first person that came up was the musician.
Well, yeah, you got to do Sting Wrestler.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Let me see. Let's try it. Sting
Wrestler. Even though that Sting pays the other Sting $1 a year.
Yep.
No, NWA, World Heavyweight Champion, TNA, World Heavyweight Champion, WWE Hall of Fame, and at the very end, AEW.
But you just really proved the point. You're going to see him as a WCW guy. If you keep digging, you're going to see him as a TNA guy. Eventually, you're going to land in AEW.
But you're talking about the face paint recognition and all that stuff. There's a 2% chance that he shows up in gimmick to do that.
Depends on how much money they're giving him.
I mean, he went into the Hall of Fame as Steve Borden. He
rightfully so.
He made an announcement that I think at the end of this year
he's no longer doing
No longer do the Crow gimmick at all. It'll just be Steve Borden.
Mm-hmm. Same with Taker. You're no longer getting the fucking dead man. You're only getting the badass.
Mm.
Which is fine.
I don't know.
By the way, Sting, love the fucking goatee. Fucking badass.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think both need to stop being petty. AEW and WWE both need to stop being petty and just let these guys are legends. Let them have their moment. Why the fuck not?
But I guarantee you, if they reached out and be like, look, for these special things, we're gonna reciprocate. Let's make this deal. We're gonna reciprocate. We're both gonna respect each other's talent when they're on our shows. There's 100% chance Tony would be fine with that.
Don't put Hunter at the helm, then put the other con at the helm. Nick will do more business than Hunter will.
No,
because Nick's more detached
from the business.
Yes.
Also, like, it's Sting. Like, they have to make an exception for a name like that.
They don't have to do anything.
They should, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been times where, before this current relationship with TNA and WWE's happened, that, you know, they've had Ric Flair show up at the Hall of Fame for the Four Horsemen while he was under TNA contract, as long as they had a guy, I think it was Christian, show up at Slammiversary to induct somebody into the Hall of Fame that same year, I think. 13, 14, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, past relationships like that have happened, but it's always been, what can you do for me if I do this for you?
Right.
And I think if Tony's going to allow this to happen, that's what needs to happen. What are you going to do for me to do this for you?
Right.
Yeah. Unless Sting just goes to Tony and be like, I'm doing this.
Well, I don't think...
For X amount of money.
I mean, anything's possible. And I think Meltzer was more not saying AEW wasn't going to do it. He was just saying they should have these demands if they're going to let him do it. So this is Meltzer talking. It's good for conversation, but this is not anything released by AEW.
I need him checked for Alzheimer's.